Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we read out your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids. And our guest experts help you navigate the problems in light of Quran, Ahadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and also from the insights of the narrations of noble Imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Today's guest expert is Muhammad Brother Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaqat Abbas is a Hausa scholar and also has a psychology background, making him a perfect guest for our program. We actually read out a question from a mother who had this question that she wants to help her child endure physical hardships, especially giving them all the comforts in life.
Mm-hmm.
So you said the best thing to teach those enduring physical hardships, or to teach life lessons actually, or other lessons of upbringing, is to go for Arbaeen trip, which is the current, I would say, Ayyam right now. So you said we will learn a lot of things there. We were talking about the things that we learn in this Arbaeen trip for upbringing. So the first was contentment you talked about. Then we were talking about selflessness. And also we touched upon sincerity that this road teaches you.
Yeah. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because the audience are listening to us on radio, I don't know how many of them are going to go to Arbaeen as well in the first place in this year itself, because Arbaeen in itself is very near now. So I don't know, like if they are at their home, then probably the chances are too low, inshallah, that they go the next
and
year.
And we pray that all parents get this chance to go to this trip. And also, I would say there are narrations that even if you have to take, you have to take money from someone to go for this trip, Imam Hussain al-Assam pays that of himself.
Yeah, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring an opportunity in life that this gets repaid.
Yeah.
Of course, the compensation is there. So about the Arbaeen in itself, like I would say those parents who can't go, there's a suggestion, and that is to repeatedly play the Arbaeen walk on their TVs or mobile phones or tablets, example.
Watch.
Yeah, yeah. So play or watch, like watch them, make the children watch.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, we have these media services who are providing live.
Exactly.
Coverage from there, yeah.
So there's always this live coverage which is going on. And
there are beautiful documentaries, beautiful clips that...
definitely, exactly. Instead of watching like movies and stuff, make sure to keep a time in a day where you watch this live thing, or example, those documentaries of Arbaeen, example, from the previous years.
Yeah.
Because they do definitely teach a lot, more than a person can ever imagine. And I think it's always a good thing, like a good habit, a schedule to be kept in our life, where we watch these kind of documentaries even after Arbaeen.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of upbringing points from this particular walk in itself.
Right.
So even after Arbaeen, we can learn what is selflessness, what is gratitude, what is sabr, what is thankfulness, you see, and of course many other things. And about coming to sincerity in itself, being sincere is one of those qualities.
It's one of the struggles also. So we would touch upon that, how to cultivate this sincerity in this Albanian trip. After a short break, dear listeners, stay with us.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here with us. And we are talking about the lessons the Arbain trip teaches for the upbringing of children and teens. So you were talking about sincerity, and which I said is literally a struggle.
It is a struggle. And of course, it's if a person has sincerity and he has cultivated this thing inside, through a lot of struggle, a lot of hardship, then it's indeed one of the biggest of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being sincere is something which is always hunted by shaitan, which is always hunted by hawa nafs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nafsul lawwama and nafsul ammara.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are other dimensions of nafs as well, like nafsul raziya, nafsul mutma'inna.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the highest of, I would say, dimensions of nafs is nafsul mutma'inna, ya'ituh nafsul mutma'inna.
Yeah.
You see the verse, which is, of course, which is attributed to Imam Hussain. So these are the dimensions. So few dimensions are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and few dimensions are cultivated by us.
Yeah.
So we have the potential, but we don't have them right now. Okay.
Right.
So we have to gain them. Like, we have to gain them through our hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And this sincerity is one of the qualities of nafsur radiya, like where a person gets completely content and satisfied and becomes completely okay with whatever is happening and whatever has been destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the person doesn't has this kind of quality of sincerity, then the person cannot go to that nafsur radiya quality as well.
Right.
Can't attain it, okay?
Right.
So now on this path to Arba'een, like where a person is walking from Najaf to Karbala, so there are these poles, isn't it? Like, person makes the destination as a pole. Like, okay, I'm going to walk until pole number 50.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk until... So it's a kind of a round figure, you see? So over here, I would say, like, if you have this thing in mind, now your hadaf or the goal is not Imam Hussain al-Islam.
Right.
The goal is in itself the
round
pole.
Yeah,
that round figure, the pole. Example, whatsoever the pole is, So I want to go to this pole. I want to go to this pole because there is a mokeb over there.
Right.
Yeah, this is an Indian mokeb. This is so-and-so mokeb, Pakistani mokeb. You get the chai last year I had over here. It was so delicious, man.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, the hadaf or the goal is the mokeb.
Yeah.
Is the food.
Yeah.
Is the pole number. You see, it's not Imam Hussain al-Islam. The sincerity is gone. Example, I want a mokeb with a lot of luxuries. I want a mokeb which has good, good washroom system. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to search for washrooms now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see the washroom is, no, I'm not, no, this is dirty. Oh, you know what? I might find another one. Like, just three more mokebs. I'm going to walk five more mokebs and see which one is good in nature. Okay, there's one that a person is like...
So you're looking for different goals on different... for example, after certain poles, you're looking for different things. I mean, somewhere in between...
The sincerity is lost.
The actual goal of Imam Hussain...
The sincere
is
nature is lost completely
right.
over here, you see? So we have to be very careful.
Careful about the sincerity. All right, so that's why I named it struggle in the first place. Well, we'll discuss more on that. We'll try to conclude it after a short break. Dear listeners, stay with us.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here with us, and he is talking about certain things that we learn about the upbringing in the road of path from Najaf to Karbala.
Okay, if
so
a person...
You're talking about sincerity, and we reached out a conclusion that it's a struggle, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us that sincerity in this path.
Inshallah. One of the things which we can apply, okay, one is about the sincerity from the path of Najaf to Karbala, okay? But how can I carry this home? Because, okay, fine. In any way, I was too sincere and I didn't consider about the luxuries. And I had Imam Hussein alayhi salam in my mind from the way I've started, from the time I've started and until I have reached his holy shrine. And I was very sincere about this path, about myself that I'm going towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But how can I carry it home? And how can a parent who is listening to us on radio, example, right now, how can the person extract points from Arba'een, even though the person had not been to Arba'een this year?
Okay.
Okay. This is very more important.
Okay.
Why?
Now,
because
now you are saying that it's not just the trip physically itself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also.
This trip teaches us, like it's a kind of training center.
If there's a physical presence, that's much better.
Of course, that is much better.
But even if it's not there, don't think that you're not going to learn from Arba'een.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Arba'een, just like I've told you in one of the episodes, Arba'een in itself is upbringing.
Yeah.
You see? So it's not like, because I'm not going to Arba'een, so I'm not going to learn.
Yeah.
No, it's not like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even if you look at the documentaries, you will learn. Okay, it's not, I would say, of course, if you be, that's the best thing happening.
Yeah.
But even if you can't go, still you can learn, okay? So here, how can I bring it home? Example, sincerity, the quality of sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
Arba'een helps us teach, like, on the path from Najaf to Karbala.
Yeah.
The person is always in this struggle. Okay, I shouldn't consider the luxuries. My goal shouldn't be the pole number or washrooms or food or whatever, okay? So it's a kind of training camp over here, like the training path, okay?
Yeah,
this becomes difficult at home because the person is not walking anymore. The person, example, listens to a video, example, an audio clip, a radio, or looks at a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the TV is off or the documentary is done, is finished, the person normally forgets what he has seen.
Right.
Extracting and applying needs practice.
Yeah.
Okay. So today, I would give a tip over here. Okay. Now that you have kids, and this is Islamic upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Be very sincere with your children.
Right.
That they are an amana given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Look at them. When you look at them today, make this a practice. Now today, practice this thing in your heart, in your mind. Whenever you look at them, don't look at them that this is my child. This is your child eventually, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But don't even look at them as your children.
Mm-hmm.
Consider them the pure makhluq, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm.
This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next time I look at my child, it's not my child. It's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a makhluk. She's a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I will be questioned about it.
Yeah, I will be questioned about it. How am I treating with a creation of Allah?
Right.
Am I treating it with harshness or hardness?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I rude? If I'm sincere with my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I would treat the child.
Amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah,
the same
exactly.
Way.
I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
So my sincerity will bring my manners in line with my child.
Indeed, inshallah. Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this, you know, sense of sincerity He gives us to cultivate that, you know, sincerity, because sincerity is something to be cultivated that requires to be watering, to be nurtured, to to be grown. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is